Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor Joe Schimmel. And many of you may have remembered our previous interviews or seen his wonderful video set, the Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age, or They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And if you haven't seen that series of films, and there's a 3-hour, a 4-hour, a 10-hour version of that, you need to get it. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. We carry it because we think it's great. And of course, when a new video came out from Joe, actually it's a DVD, called The Da Vinci Con, I was wondering how he was going to be able to compare with his magnificent production, because I think one of the finest things we carry is They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Who are they selling their souls to? They're selling their souls to the devil. And many of our major rock star heroes that our children naturally worship are deeply involved in the occult. Well, the Da Vinci Con is entirely different. But I'm going to let Joe tell you about it, because I will have to admit I learned a great deal from this. I thought I understood the Truman Show, which was Jim Carrey's wonderful presentation. But Joe has footage here from the Truman Show that give it an entirely different connotation. So, with that as a background, Joe, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, it's great to be with you again, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't you tell us about the general theme of this, and we could go through some of the motion pictures that you have there. But basically, there are people in Hollywood who really have got over the dark side and know exactly what they're doing with their programs. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's, you know, the scriptures say we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and spiritual darkness. And of course, the enemy tries to get a foothold in places of influence. And there's nothing that influences the masses like, say, music and film. I mean, a commercial, just a little commercial with actors and actresses that people don't recognize can have an incredible effect. How much more, icons that are basically, you know, on the verge of being worshipped, bringing forth messages that compromise the will of God and actually often blaspheme the true and living God and totally come against Christian morals.
And of course, that's really the function of Hollywood today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tragic. It is. There's everything that we stand for as those who trust the Lord Jesus Christ and follow the Lord is basically, just blasphemed. And those things which are considered profane and ungodly and destructive to the family and so forth are often exalted in Hollywood.
Well, why don't we? Which one of the motion pictures should we take as an example? What do you think is the best example of this?
Why don't we take? We could probably take. Really, our subtitles just become our title, which is Hollywood's War on God. The Da Vinci Con. It's the Da Vinci Code is one of many movies that we go through, but that may be one of the good movies to go through because it's so current and so recent and going to come out on DVD pretty soon, and then it'll be up for the Academy Awards, of course, and what have you, and of course Ron Howard and Tom Hanks. That's probably a pretty good place to start because it uses some names that are familiar and so forth, and a lot of people that looked at the Da Vinci Code and felt like, hey, you know, I realize what's going on here, and it's Antichrist, it kind of demeans the Bible, or it definitely does, that people get the idea like, yeah, it's contrary to scripture and so forth. They don't realize the depths of darkness that are being pervaded throughout that movie, and usually it's because people don't really understand Gnosticism. And you know, the long word, or not really long word, but the difficult word, Gnosticism. People are just kind of, they think, well, it's going to be difficult to understand, and it is in some ways, but when you understand what the Bible calls the spirit of the Antichrist, and what specifically the Apostle John was talking about when he was addressing or warning the church about a specific theological construct he referred to as the spirit of Antichrist and the manifestation of Satan's spirit in the world in his day, and when you begin to understand what kind of doctrine the Gnostics were teaching and what their mindset was, it's unbelievable, and it's hard to believe people actually had fallen into it. But when you start to understand that, and then you start to look at those movies through that grid, and the admission that people that are making movies, that Gnosticism is alive and well in the 21st century, and as well as the late 20th century, and you start to realize that Satanists basically operate from a Gnostic worldview, and you start to realize you're looking at Satanism in so many of Hollywood's most memorable movies, with many of most, you know, Hollywood's most memorable, or I should say, not only memorable movies, but biggest actors and actresses.
Well, now, could you explain to our listeners what Gnosticism is? Certainly, this was Christian mysticism. About what year did this enter the church?
I believe personally that it entered the church, incipient Gnosticism, or proto-Gnosticism, as we call it, entered pretty quickly. I mean, it was just around the bend. Right when the faith got going, Satan didn't waste any time. And how I try to explain it, and it's when you start to look at it, it's absolutely mind-boggling. And one way I like to try to explain it is, if you were Satan and you couldn't stop Christ from coming, and Satan, if you look at Satan's history throughout the Old Testament to the New, he was constantly trying to exterminate the Jews, even as Hezbollah and others are now. He's trying to keep the seed of Jesus Christ from being born, the Messiah, because the Messiah was promised the seed of the woman would crush his head. He found out in Genesis. He couldn't stop the seed from coming. He tried to exterminate him through Haman and others. He tried to keep Jesus from being born by exterminating the line of David. He tried in corrupting it. He tried to destroy Jesus after when, you know, Herod found out he was born. He inspired Herod to wipe out everybody under a couple years old. He couldn't do it. He tried to get Jesus to fall in temptation before he went to the cross. And even when Jesus was on the cross, he repeated that temptation. You know, if you're the Son of God, you hear that again when Jesus was on the cross. He couldn't do it. So when the church came into existence, he wanted to stop the church, because that's, you know, that's God's, the body of Christ on earth. And Jesus said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will prevail against it. So he couldn't destroy the church. Every time he tried to destroy it through persecution, it grew, as we know. So he wanted to corrupt it. So the best way to corrupt it was just what he did with the Israelites over and over again, was try to get them to bring an admixture of paganism with truth. So right from the get-go, Satan tries to bring in doctrine. And we can get back to that right after the break.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joe Schiller. But the Gnosticism is alive and well in the world today.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshim, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products, or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joe Schimmel. We're talking about Gnosticism as it applies to what's going on today and the motion pictures. And, you know, that there is a Gnostic message in these pictures that most people really don't pick up because they're not looking for it. They're there to be entertained. And yet these images from the large screen or from the family DVD are implanted in our minds. And all of them raising questions about the simple message of the gospel. So why don't you pick up there and tell us about how Gnosticism plays into the story of the Da Vinci Code.
Okay, and several of these other movies. What happened is, when you look at what Jesus said when he's addressing the churches, like in Revelation 2 and 3, he says things like, you know, I have this against you because you have the doctrine of the Balaam and doctrines of the Nicolaitans. And what's interesting is the doctrines of Balaam were to try to mix Israel's the truth that God had given them with paganism. If we go and look at how he could curse them, but he got Balak to mix paganism with Judaism. And we see the same thing with the Nicolaitans. The Nicolaitans, according to the second century church fathers, were Gnostics. And Jesus said, you have the doctrines of the Nicolaitans. By the way, Balaam means to overcome the people, and the Nicolaitan, Nico, is overcome, and like that's where we get the word Nike from, and Laetans, laity means people, means to overcome the people. So Satan's way of overcoming the people was through and overcoming the church as best as possible. Of course, he can't triumph over it, was through introducing paganism. And that's why Paul in 2 Corinthians says, I fear for you, and I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy, that even as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds might be corrupted from your simple devotion to Christ, and that you might believe in a different Jesus, a different gospel, and receive a different spirit. Then he says, for Satan himself comes as transformed himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no wonder that his ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, what's interesting is this is where Gnosticism basically has its root. Paul warns about what happened with the serpent in the garden, and Satan coming again, but this time in the form of a different Jesus, different gospel, different spirit. And with Gnosticism, and this is so important, Dr. Stan, because the main fight that the early Christian church had in the first and second and third century was against Gnosticism. And many epistles address it, and even the Gospel of John was written, according to Polycarp, to combat it. And when we understand what's going on there, then we can see, wow, the Bible calls this the spirit of Antichrist. This would be the very spirit that would resurge in the last days, and here we are in the 21st century with Hollywood, the biggest, the biggest mind changer in the world. I mean, change agents have more effect there in the music than anywhere, propagating these doctrines. And basically, Gnosticism used an inverted hermeneutic. An inverted hermeneutic, I mean, they approached the scripture and twisted everything and turned everything around. And what they did is they went back to the cosmology. If we go back to the very beginning of creation, and it's a fascinating story they tell, but it's totally deadly. And Dr. Stan, if you were the devil, I mean, and you were in the first and second century, and all of a sudden you saw the truth getting out and people getting saved and being ripped from your kingdom by the Lord Jesus Christ, would it be possible, in the name of the most powerful counterfeit, which is what Gnosticism was, it was the most powerful counterfeit to Christianity in the second, third century, in the name of the most powerful counterfeit, get people in the name of Jesus to turn against the creator of all things and worship you. I mean, if you could pull that off, it would be mind-boggling, and he did. Because what happened is the whole cosmology changed where God ends up being the devil cast out of heaven, and the devil ends up being the redeemer in Gnosticism. And it happens this way. They have the primary death or the ultimate death, the very first supposed God who is, an impersonal God, and an emanation of different spirits that come off of him, one of them, the most important ones, being Sophia. And then Sophia emanates from him, gets angry with the ultimate death because she can't know him personally, and she creates this evil, wicked God, according to Gnosticism, and his name happens to be Yahweh or Jehovah, the God of the Old Testament. And then she casts him out of the Pleroma, or the heavenly, with the heavens with, from the other gods, because he's a monstrous God, and into a remote part of the cosmos. Him being this ignorant God creates the universe. He creates the physical world, everything that's physical matter.
And what you're talking about is the God that we worship.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, he creates matter. That's why most people that do know about Gnosticism, they go, yeah, the Gnostics believe that matter is evil. Well, they don't stop to think, why is matter evil in Gnosticism? Because the creator is evil, and according to the Gnostics. So what happens is we're considered evil in the sense of our physical bodies, but Sophia, she gets really sad, and she's like, well, how can I redeem mankind from this wicked God I made? How can I redeem what I've done, you know? So what I'll do, I'll channel through the serpent the message that you are gods, so they won't be trapped in this matrix that Yahweh's created, and they'll become free. And then she whispers to the serpent, you shall be as God, and so forth, and therefore that message becomes, and that's basically the basics of the New Age movement today, which is the fastest growing religion and the most pronounced religion in Hollywood today, is the New Age movement. It has its basis, is what people are unaware of, in Gnosticism. So what happened is God has effectively been cast out of heaven, and God becomes the devil for trapping us in physical flesh, and Satan now becomes the hero because it's that message that he's given to the serpent in the guise of Sophia that becomes the liberating message. And it's that message that the creator is evil, with Gnostic overtones, that's found in so many of Hollywood's movies today. And since we talked about the Da Vinci Code and it being so huge, and actually it's had such an incredible effect. The book, you know, selling almost 50 million copies, and now the movie and all that's going with it. And it's amazing because now when you look at the Da Vinci Code, you think it through, then people begin, if you realize what's going on here, you'll see why Eve, because now Eve becomes like a hero, and then Dan Brown teaches in the Da Vinci Code that Eve is part of the, you know, is that God in the Old Testament has a male and a female side, and the female side of God is Eve. And what you're finding out is, wow, here in the Da Vinci Code, the book, is that Eve actually did become God. In fact, she didn't become God. She's actually the true God. She's actually part of the true God. And you also find throughout the Da Vinci Code that, you know what, you really can't, they can't crack the code. They can't crack the code is to find out where the Holy Grail is. Until, guess what? They have this little combination they have to get. So Tom Hanks in the movie, can crack the code. Well, they try the word cross, C-R-O-S-S, to crack the combination up. It won't work. But guess what does work? Apple, A-P-P-L-E, cracks the code. So we're getting this idea of the apple or the forbidden fruit. You know, we don't know what that was specifically, but apple traditionally has been thought. So the apple cracks the code. Eve is a goddess. By the way, the main person, the main female in the book as well as the movie that is indoctrinated into Gnosticism is Sophia, or Sophie Nauvoo. And Dan Brown takes the name Sophie. There she is again, like Sophia, who played the part of Satan in the Gnostic tale. Sophie Nauvoo, and it's N, her last name is N-E-V-E. That's Eve. N-E-V-E-U, like the new Eve. And she gets indoctrinated by T. Bing and Langdon, who teach her basically that the Christian Gospels have been corrupted. Really, Dan Brown says in his book, the purest Gospels are the Gnostic Gospels. And one of the Gnostic Gospels that's come out lately that's been, that National Geographic made a big to-do about and has published articles and, you know, made the documentary is the Judas Gospel. Well, the Judas Gospel, here's how Satan inverts things again. The Judas Gospel is basically Judas being the hero, just like Satan is the hero in Genesis and the serpent's the hero. Judas is the hero because he encourages Jesus' crucifixion. He wants to he basically becomes a savior because he saves Jesus by handing him over to be crucified. It becomes now an act of redemption because he's redeeming Jesus by saving Jesus from his evil body that's created by the evil creator. So this is Gnosticism. In fact, one of the church fathers actually dealt with the Gospel of Judas. A lot of people aren't aware that the second century Irenaeus talked about the Gospel of Judas, and he talked about those who wrote it, and he called them Cainites. Well, the Cainites, he called them Cainites because they venerate Cain, who killed Abel, and the Bible says was of the evil one. So, of course, they exalt Judas, and he said they exalted different people like Korah, who stood against Moses, and he also said they claimed to have the secrets, the sexual secrets, of the Sodomites, as though these were good things. And this is what, see, what happened is, what's interesting is when you talk, and I minister to different people that are in Satanism and the occult, and a lot of times you'll have Wiccans and Satanists say, well, you know what, we're just, you know, worshiping nature, and, you know, we're worshiping this, that, or the other, and it has nothing to do with Christianity, and we don't really, you know, believe in the devil and what have you. Even some Satanists say that. What's amazing, they say, and there's really no interaction with the biblical God and paganism. What they don't realize is the most pronounced version of paganism out there today is New Age movement, which comes from Gnosticism. And the New Age movement and Gnosticism specifically is a direct assault on the Christian God and an exaltation of the spirit that used the serpent. And it is a engagement with Christianity, and that is the spirit of Antichrist. And we'll talk about it in a little bit. We'll be, you know, get into whatever movies you want to get into, but talk about the Da Vinci Code a little bit. And by the way, when they finally find the Holy Grail, it happens to be under the glass pyramid in front of the Louvre Museum, which happens to be, according to Dan Brown, have 666 window panes, which it doesn't in real life. I mean, the Louvre Museum states that it doesn't have 666 window panes, but Dan Brown, he's drawing these numbers like 666, the number of the Antichrist, Eve, name of Eve, Sophie, the Gnostic Gospel, all these things together, which the Bible says would become popular in the end times in preparation for the ultimate Antichrist.
Well, of course, the whole idea of the Da Vinci Code is that Christ had an illicit affair with Mary Magdalene, and that her womb was the Holy Grail. He talks about this prior of Sion, this ancient secret society that knew that that Mary had had the affair with Jesus Christ, and of course had been and how the course Opus Dei, this secret sect of the Catholic religion, really wanted to suppress the truth because they didn't want the truth to get out because it would destroy Christianity. And that's sort of the underlying theme of the motion picture, that once the truth is out, people will understand, of course, that Jesus didn't die on the cross, that Christianity is a lie, and that whatever happened to him, why Mary Magdalene came to southern France and established this lineage, which became the Merovingian bloodline.
Right.
And so, but it is basically an attack on Christianity. But against a fascinating adventure story, and then it ends up there in Rosslyn Chapel, and wanted to, certainly there's tremendous symbology there about Rosslyn, because Rosslyn is a real place, and by mixing truth with falsehood, he can actually convince even Christians who do not know the gospel, begin to raise doubts in their mind. Isn't that the real purpose, is for the Christian to turn them, away from the truth of the gospel, and for the non-Christian to make them to the point where they would never accept the simple message of Christianity?
That's spot on, Dr. Stan, and that's why Paul warned about them preaching a different Jesus, a different spirit, a different gospel. And if you really look at it, it's absolutely like Rosslyn Chapel. It's all Rosslyn Chapel is, basically, a haven for. I mean, before the New Age movement was popular, the exaltation of different false gospels and different all these false gods and paganism. Long before the New Age movement actually got popular, there's all kinds of within the Rosslyn Chapel just amplifications of reverence to different gods. And what's amazing, if you look at Gnosticism. And you look at the lies that Satan told in Eden, they're all repeated within the New Age movement today. And the New Age movement is essentially neo-Gnosticism. Aleister Crowley had what he called was the Gnostic Mass. It's basically Satanism at its core, its mass. Of course, your average New Ager today goes around believing, that that's the physical reality. If it's not evil, like many of the Gnostics taught, it's at least not real. It's Maya, you know, it's an illusion, and that we are gods, and that salvation comes through knowledge, and that, you know, we're not to, you know, you don't want to be limited to this Bible here, and it's, you know, and all these lies come out of Eden. I mean, Satan's first thing he said to Eve was, "Hath God said?" He got her to doubt God's word, and then he told her, "You shall be as God." That's Satan's lie, and Satan himself wanted to be as God. And of course, that's the Gnostic lie, and that's the New Age lie. And then he told her that her realization of Godhood would come through the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Gnosticism says we realize our Godhood by knowledge. Gnosticism means gnosis from the word knowledge.
We're back in just a moment with Joe Schimmel talking about his racist DVD, The Da Vinci Code.
Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot Hakodashi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor Joe Schimmel from Southern California. Let's talk a little bit about The Truman Show. I thought that was a fascinating movie. I thought it showed, you know, when I watched it, the message to me was that simply, you know, we live in a controlled environment. Everything is given to us. Our reality is shaped by the people who create our television, who create our radio, who control the mass media, and the mass media is controlled. But the spiritual implications of this, and the name of the producer of The Truman Show, and for those in the audience who don't know, in The Truman Show, Jim Carrey plays the part of a young man raised in this idyllic environment. It's a little island. He never gets off the island, but he's raised there from the time he's just an infant. And he marries his childhood sweetheart, and he has all of his friends he was raised with. He almost has a feeling maybe something is wrong, but he's never quite able to put his finger on it until one day he's told that actually his whole life is a television production. He is the star of The Truman Show, and people throughout the world have been watching him since the very time when he was born, and everything is being directed by the director of The Truman Show, who get glimpses of it from time to time, and his name is Christus. So you pick up this story because it is fascinating when you explain what this is about, and you're absolutely right. It is magnificent.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, and it's so essential that we understand the whole Gnostic construct to understand what they're doing there. I'm glad we got to talk about that a little bit because when you realize that in Gnosticism that Satan becomes a savior by setting us free from this creator God who puts us in this physical world, and the physical is evil and what have you and so forth, then you start to realize, when Gnostics have a pretext now of which to try to turn people away from the true and living God. And you described the Truman Show very well. There's 30,000 cameras supposedly watching his every move, and as you go through the movie, you're made to your heartstrings get pulled. You start feeling sorry for poor Truman, and how could they exploit him like this? And then you start to resent Christoph, who is the producer and director and basically the writer of the show. And you start to hope that he finds out what's going on and he'll be set free. It all has its basis in the whole concept of Adam and Eve being set free from the creator by Satan, letting them know they could break free from the restraints of the flesh and that they can be gods and so forth. And that's exactly right. The basic owner of OmniCam is the corporation that basically runs his Truman's, that funds Christoph. His name in the show is Moses. So you've got one of the main characters of the Old Testament, and then the producer is Christoph, and it's Christ, that's Christ, then off. And they use a play on words already, like Truman is true man. They did that on purpose, according to Weir, the director, Truman. He's the true man, and he finds out he's been faked out, and finally has a realization that he's a true man. But Moses and Christoph, are the ones who are deceiving him with this phony world that he needs to be saved from. Now, in Gnosticism, the main ways of finding out that you've been deceived and you need to come against the Creator and be set free from him, there's a few specific ways of coming to enlightenment and deliverance. And it begins with occult revelation from the spirit world, whether it's demons or spirits. The other way is self-realization. They talk a lot about that in the New Age movement today as well. Is looking into yourself and whether it's meditating on your navel or whatever and finding out who you really are. And the other way is, of course, in early Gnosticism, and which is repeated over and over again in New Ageism, is the celebration of what happened to Eve and the deliverance, and then she becomes like the symbol of a liberator as well. Well, you see all of that happening within the Truman Show. In fact, you see Lauren, she's the main woman who ends up on the set, who rebels against Christoph and Moses, and she brings the news to Truman as Eve brought the fruit to Adam and to eat, and she gives him the knowledge that he's trapped and he needs to be set free. You also have the self-realization where Jim Carrey's looking in the mirror and starting to realize that he may be getting deceived and has a self-revelation. And you also have this fallen star. The Bible tells us that the angels are symbolized by stars. When the morning star, Satan's called the morning star in Isaiah chapter 14. And Jim Carrey walks outside, he's getting ready for work, he's getting ready to go, and out of nowhere he hears this whistling sound, and he looks up and there's this star falling from heaven, and boom, it crashes to the ground. And this star gives him a huge hint that he's been deceived. He starts to, that's kind of near the beginning of the movie right there, that, wow, maybe something, there's something wrong here.
Well, basically, it's a light. It's the sort of light you'd see on a television set. And it's
exactly.
What's written on its cirrus. Why would this light be falling from this beautiful blue sky? The sort of light that you'd have on a television set. And all these questions in his mind.
Right, and it's interesting because it's like a fallen star. It's a light that crashes down. He looks at the street light. It's still there. So he's like, man, it wasn't a street light. Where'd this come from? But they want to let us know it's a star because it's called Sirius Canis 9, and we put a still on that and zoom in on that in our expose. And what's fascinating about what they chose to be the name of the star they picked is Sirius, because it's interesting that Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, is the main star that's picked by occultists through the centuries as to where we get revelation from spirit beings, and you know, many in the UFO crowd, is this is where the aliens are coming from and what have you, and we know they're not aliens, we know they're demonic beings, and they're probably not coming from Sirius. The Bible says they're right here interacting with human beings, but they want to concoct a story so it looks credible and like we can get help from these guys. But what's interesting, if you look at Masons, we quote within our documentary from Masonic literature where it's from Sirius that the help's coming from, spiritual help. We also, I don't have it in the, we edited this part out because it became a 2.5 hour documentary, but also Madame Blavatsky, we have from theosophical writers saying that it's these spirit beings from Sirius. We also quote in the documentary the Satanist Aleister Crowley. He believed his spirit guide was from Sirius. So it's interesting that Jim Carrey gets his help from a light that is dubbed Sirius Canis 9.
And I think what's so significant is the fact that obviously the people who put this motion picture together understood all of this.
It's incredible.
They're simply implanting these ideas in your mind, and yet you, as the listening audience out there, you've watched the movie and you do not understand that here you are seeing Satan's message with all of the this is such a blatant thing, this prop light, this sort you see in a studio, coming down from heaven and marked with Sirius on it, and so you look at this and you're trying to put it together in your mind, but since you don't understand Gnosticism and you don't understand Satanism and you don't understand that there are satanic cults all throughout our society, and you can't believe that they're putting their message in a movie that you're there just to be entertained by. But certainly as Christoph, is talking to Jim, to Truman, played by Jim Carrey, and just the patent pleading manner, oh, you want to stay, you want to be part of this. And Truman says, no, I want to be free. I don't want to be under your control. In other words, man rebellion against God. Beautifully done. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Joe Kimmel on the Da Vinci Con.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Joe Schimmel, and of course, we're only really getting just to scratch the surface of this. You'll actually see on this motion picture all the things that we've talked about are on this DVD, and so much more from The Truman Show and V for Vendetta, and of course, the new Tom Hanks movie, The Da Vinci Code. V for Vendetta, you get a little bit into the background of the man who actually writes these, the scripts for these. And who is he, and why is he significant?
Well, yeah, it's interesting is people, you know, they don't realize, I mean, they don't think it through sometimes is, you know, who's writing a lot of these scripts that are turned into movies and what have you, or books or graphic novels, what have you. And certainly Alan Moore has been a player of significance because the Wachowski brothers, who are some of those prominent directors in Hollywood, because of The Matrix, they wanted, even before they did The Matrix, they wanted to do V for Vendetta. And V for Vendetta is a graphic novel. He's Alan Moore, he's considered like the Shakespeare of comic writers. And, of course, he's influenced a ton of youth through his comics and his graphic novels. And many of these have become motion pictures, like From Hell, starring Johnny Depp, and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, starring Sean Connery. And, of course, you just mentioned V for Vendetta. And it's very much like The Matrix in the sense of what it's conveying. And Alan Moore, you know, he acknowledges that he is he practices the Satanism of Aleister Crowley. In fact, he said that to become a more effective writer, he practiced Crowley's magic and got in touch with a demonic entity that he says that has used him and basically channeled through him and made him a more effective writer. And of course, the Bible says that this is real, and we are not wrestling against just flesh and blood. And just like we show when they sold their souls for rock and roll, all these rock stars, so many of them acknowledging the spirit world and demonic beings and so forth, using them, you're seeing the same thing with many of the people that are influencing the world through Hollywood. And of course, Alan Moore has had great success. Of course, Jesus said, "What is a profit of man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?" But Alan Moore has practiced Crowley's magic. In fact, he switched companies that he worked for, comic companies, because they didn't want him to. They wanted to give a warning that this is more like adult material, and he wanted to specifically be directing his comics toward children. So he moved on to another comic company because, of course, Satanist Aleister Crowley said, "Go after the youth, because we need to change the youth. Because then, if we get the youth, you know, Crowley knew they'd have the future." That's why we show what's going on with the hippie movement so much in the 60s and going after the youth through Crowley's agenda then. But it's interesting, the comic world's a whole other world, and then in movies, a whole other world as well. Alan Moore's influence can be seen through V for Vendetta. Now, what's amazing is one of the top Christian organizations, I mean, actually it's Folks in the Family, which has a lot of wonderful things to say. They've done a lot of wonderful, wonderful things. However, this kind of illustrates how people really don't see what's going on is their review on V for Vendetta. While they cautioned because of the violence and so forth, toward the end of their review they said basically overall it's a good movie to see, and there's some good lessons in it. And that's because they're looking at how V is overthrowing a fascist government. And but what they're for, you know, just like we talked about with the reality what was supposed to be a reality show with Jim Carrey, the Jim Carrey movie we just talked about, this is misleading too. It makes you think, well, this guy's a terrorist, but he's overthrowing the fascist government, so it all of a sudden the ends justify the means. But when you really realize what's going on, and we show from the graphic novel itself a little bit more than they show you in the movie, that V is Satan himself, and kind of a mixture of Satan and Aleister Crowley. And in fact, V says, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law," repeatedly throughout the graphic novel, quoting Aleister Crowley. And he is indoctrinating a gal by the name of Evie, who in the graphic novel simply becomes Eve, just as Satan did in the garden. He's setting her free from this fascist government run by Adam, just as Eve was set free from God's authority and Adam's authority first. And then She set free from Adam Sutler in the graphic novel. Her name is Evie, and it's through knowledge, gnosis, that she's set free. And before V kills people in the graphic novel, I mean, he goes up to, say, a bishop, for instance, and at gunpoint he makes him take a cyanide-laced communion wafer to kill him, and he introduces himself to him by saying, "Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste." The first lines from the song Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. And he also says to this bishop, "You know, I'm the devil and I'm here to do the devil's work." Well, he's quoting, what's interesting here is he's quoting Tex Watson, who was the main perpetrator of the Manson murders, of the Manson family. And according to the Manson family, they were bringing havoc because they wanted to bring a revolution to the world. Now, according to Son of Sam, and by the way, V says, hey, you know, he ties his murders into what happened in the late 70s, murders that were famous in the late 70s. He says, what's interesting is the murders that were famous in the late 70s, the only string of murders that were famous in the late 70s by a serial killer, what were those done by the Son of Sam. We show interview with Son of Sam, Dave Berkowitz, admitting that they were doing the same thing the Manson crowd was doing, and that he was connected to a satanic group called The Process, and that they were seeking to bring chaos to the world through these serial killings to bring an order, bring lawlessness to the world, which would help the Antichrist emerge.
Just and that's like, what he was trying to do with V for Vendetta.
Exactly.
Bring about this revolution.
Right. Well, you've seen some clips there, and you're exactly right. Bringing out about chaos to bring about in the world, and you know, and so forth, to overthrow to bring forth a new Big Brother government. And we know there's Big Brother things going on within different governments right now, but ultimately the Antichrist will arise and in the form of a savior, and it says the world will say, they'll worship him, saying, who can make war with him? And that's basically what happens with V and V for Vendetta. And the amazing thing is you have even Christian periodicals saying, hey, you know, this is ultimately a good movie because it shows what's wrong with fascist government. Where when you look at the graphic novel, and even in the movie itself, it shows the fascist government has a cross with two crossbars. Well, see, they're trying to bring a little bit of distortion to their ultimate message, because when you look at the, and we show from the graphic novel, it's just a straight out cross, and you know, strength through purity, and talks about faith and their slogan and so forth. It's supposed to be a Christian government that's being overthrown to bring forth Satan's government. And,
well,
and this was done by
time,
the Wachowski brothers.
We got a 2-hour program lined up, I think, next week, and we'll really get into this. But thank you so much for putting this movie together on this DVD.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. I hope they grab it and order it through you guys.
God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we're carrying the video, The Da Vinci Con. It's at least two and a half hours. It is really gripping. It is one of the real treat. I suspect it would be good because I had enjoyed Joe's other productions, but this is outstanding. And you'll suddenly begin to see how they're using motion pictures, people who are frankly controlled by demonic spirits, channeling these scripts which are used by Hollywood to influence you, and you don't even understand. You don't understand even the name, as for instance, The Truman Show, Moses and Christoph. And I'll have to admit, they went right over my head. I was wound up in the story and my interpretation of the story. And yet, of course, there was a much deeper meaning. But so many things, there are dual meanings. And nobody points them out to you, or you aren't, do not have the sound basis in theology, you're not going to pick them up. But there is a battle going on today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and even some of our best Christian organizations are misleading the people because they don't understand the spiritual battle that's taking place. So if you'd like to get a copy of this excellent DVD, it's called The Da Vinci Con. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you've seen Joe's other work, you certainly want to see this. If you haven't seen Joe's other work, we do carry it, Rock and Roll Sorcerers in the New Age, but my favorite, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour versions. And of course, Joel is a pastor, and one of his parishioners is Chris Pinto, who produced the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, which we do carry, the award-winning video or DVD, which you know I have a very small part in. But I believe, it's award-winning not because I'm in it, but because it tells a message that begins to introduce you to the other world. And there really are demonic forces today that are leading the world into a major war in the Middle East. These things are happening. I believe there is a cosmic plan behind all of this. I believe there are demonic forces that have worked trying to destroy Israel, and I believe that this is what this is all about. I don't believe God's going to let it happen. I believe that sometime there will be divine intervention, but right now, of course, you're seeing this whole thing played out as the rockets rain down on Israel, and Israel strikes out in the typical manner, militarily, to try to stop what's going on, without realizing that there is a spiritual force behind everything going on today. Well, we do hope you want to get the Da Vinci Con. It's excellent. It's well done, as are the other DVDs we mentioned, the New Age Sorcerers, pardon me, the Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age, and They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. And of course, Chris Pinto has not only the Secret Mysteries, the DVD, and or video. He also has Megiddo 1, which is the story of the spiritual battle going on in America. Megiddo 2, the story of mankind from the Garden of Eden right to the present time. Megiddo 1 deals with the prophecies of Nostradamus and some of the other false prophets, and how those apply to God's prophecies for what is going on today. Anyway, remember our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders. And please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, and the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work?